This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We had music from Bell X1 right there. And lots more before that. Some Future Islands, New Pornographers, Shrug, and Angel Olsen, among others. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and tonight we are previewing Hog Jam 2017. We've been giving you little tastes throughout the spring and summer, but tonight is our official preview, and we've got some great live music in store for you. Later on, Sharon Lane and Charlie Tipton will be joining us, but up first, some new friends making their Kaleidoscope debut. We've got Soul River Symphony. We're going to get to know them here in just a few moments, and of course tell you all the details about how you can see them and many others at Hog Jam coming up. But first, we're going to have these guys play a few for us. So Soul River Symphony, take it away.
Something my coffee quite strange. It's a green day. Could have been rain. Deja vu. Cafe. Strange day. Quite strange. It's a green day. Could have been rain. Like a pebble in a fall. In a center mean scene. What I saw was her reflection. It all came clear to me. Life tapped me on the shoulder. Over here in a dream. I've been here before. Seen this scene. Ain't like that pebble in a fall. So serene, I've been here before. Live this dream. Deja vu. Cafe. Strange days. I looked out the window. I saw a woman rushing by. And I swear I saw the wind blow. She dropped her books and her papers. And she began to cry. Then she looked up at me. As if to ask me why. Why she wonders and she worries. Goes under as she hurries. All I know, every winter time I see the same old flurries. Deja vu. Cafe. Strange days. Smokes as he sits, wearing dark. sunglasses covering the slits. These are his eyes. I wonder what he sees. He's here to hide. Mighty is here taking life too seriously. Now the man in the cafe, he smokes and he quits. Speaks to no one. They speak to him. Deja vu. Happy.
Thank you.
by. Soon everyone cries. Ends of time, perfect ride. Soon death will hear the children's cries. Be no more crimson tears.
Soul River Symphony, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSL. Welcome, you guys. So happy to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So I have to point out, we're going to talk about this, obviously, but, you know, in learning a little bit about you guys ahead of this, I know water is super important to you, and it was very cool that it started raining as you were playing. So had a little bit of a vibe going on.
I love poetic. It's poetic.
We ordered
it
that
is.
Special.
Special, yeah. Put your order in right up for that. Well, tell me a little bit about how it was that the four of you came together and started making music.
Met Tony. Tony was the first person I met in Yellow Springs when I moved here about 4 years ago. And we started playing. And next thing we know, we had more friends playing with us. And next thing we know, we're playing at festivals.
Nice.
It kind of went that quick.
was it the kind of thing where you were actively seeking out band members, or did you just sort of look around one day and you're like, oh, hey?
it was born out of campfires.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic. And so coming out of campfires, when did you sort of make the decision, like, okay, this is more than just, you know, people gathering together around campfires or in houses making music? Like, we're going to take this out to the stage and out to the people.
Well, we had a few people encourage us, and people were having a good time, and we were having a good time, and so we thought, why not keep having a good time? And it's been exciting. We went into the studio, and we have an album out. The physical CDs will be here in a few weeks, but we have the digital album on Spotify and iTunes and on our site, soulriversymphony.org. We're a .org. We formed ourselves as a cooperative. So every member here, and there is a voting member, so it's all about team.
Cooperative is a technical term, not a behavior lifestyle choice for any of us.
We all look for each other, I think.
The heart behind the name stems from the fact that everything is frequency and vibration. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the ground we're standing on has a different vibration than the shirt we're wearing. And even the thought everyone just had can be measured and read.
I mean, if you get enough dirt in the shirt, the frequency of the ground is going to be pretty synonymous.
Yeah.
And are you talking about my shirt?
Yeah.
Yes. You stay in the corner over there.
But, fine.
But everything being frequency and vibration, this being a truth, it means that all of life is music. And every soul here is a member of the symphony, and that's where that came from.
Awesome.
I will say, when we first were thinking about naming the band and playing out, he sent us all this giant list of band ideas, Nick. And I got to be honest, a lot of them sucked.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, it was some stinkers.
I did make fun of a few, but I think we nailed a pretty good one.
You gotta kind of go through that whole process of when you're naming something this is not good, but I have to get it out there to sort of clear the space for the good one to come in.
I wonder if that's how my parents felt.
Remains to be discovered, that one.
Yeah, we're still trying to discover Ben's parents.
So tell me a little bit about the process of putting your album together.
That was definitely kind of a dream come true moment. It was one of those quick and painless recording processes followed by lengthy and painful, drawn out reproduction process. We spent one weekend in the studio, and it was really, really magical. Just 2 days in the studio, and all the music came out really, really quickly, really beautifully. We have worked with a guy named Gary King.
Oh, we love Gary, yeah.
He was a dream.
He's phenomenal.
Dream builder.
And he's worked with so many greats, you know, like George Clinton and P-Funk and Tim McGraw and so many different styles. And he's a pleasure.
He's actually, he's featured on the album as well. There's a little bit of trombone.
Yeah.
We got to talk him into it.
Nice.
He totally hated the song that
he put the trombone on. Until he listened to the lyrics.
Once he was on it, he was like, oh, okay, yeah, this, you know, I'll make it better for you.
So it's gotta be exciting having gone through that weekend and time on all of the kind of business end of making an album to have it realized and at least now have it out there digitally for folks and soon to be in a physical form as well.
Absolutely, and we'll keep you posted when the CD release party will be. But we're learning. We feel like we're in class.
Yeah. A huge shout out to Brent Moore though, as far as business side.
Right.
He kind of like gave us. he gave us some money up front and whatnot, and he pretty much funded the album and helped us out tremendously there. And then we got in, like Tony was saying, had a really, really quick, awesome recording process, but now it was drawn out.
The post-production was drawn out. We liked the playing part.
Yeah.
Everybody else can have the rest of it. We'll just sit here.
I don't know the exact numbers, but there is a very large percentage of the bands I talk to every week that are right there with you guys. Trust me.
Awesome.
So you guys are going to be performing at Hog Jam. Tell me what that's like to be taking your music to a festival stage.
It's really, I think it's the most appropriate place for the kind of music that we play. And so this is kind of a homecoming for us. Like Will said, we really started around a very organic, sort of campfire, very humanistic kind of experience. And the only place where that is really properly megaphoned right now in today's music is in the music festival circuit. And so this is looking like a really, really good opportunity to take the music where it's meant to be.
And of course, you know, it sort of goes, I want to say it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it, that festival performances are more than just the experience on the stage. You do have those campfire moments that happen after hours and those impromptu jams and moments of, you know, guesting on other people's sets and all of that.
Yes.
It seems like it becomes this sort of weekend retreat for people who are either musicians or who have that love of music in their hearts.
Yeah, and for us, like, it's the way that we build music, that's always been the way that we live, and we get the chance to share that with all of these people at the festival. For them, I think definitely it is a weekend retreat. For us, it's a chance to like let people in on the life that we live, and that's why it's so cool.
Excellent. Well, you will get to see Soul River Symphony live at Hog Jam. It's coming up August 25th through 27th at the VFW Campgrounds in Franklin, Ohio. And we've got a link up to more information as well as a full lineup on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. When you go there, you can connect with Soul River Symphony as well. Links to their website and their social media there too, so you can get your hands on that album. But what do you think, guys? Before we send folks off to the internet, shall we give them some more live music?
Oh, yeah.
We don't.
All righty.
We don't do that anymore.
We came all the way over here. We might as well.
Might as well. You're here with all your stuff, so. We've got Soul River Symphony in the house. They're playing at Hog Jam 2017. It's coming up August 25th through 27th. All the details and links to these guys at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. But don't go wandering off to the internet just yet. Take a listen to this. Take it away, you guys.
answer your problems or lessons. Gifts in your hands. Wise man said, your attitudes, your attitudes, they're your wings, my friends. They decide where you play. Your eyes may deceive you, this world will grieve you. Don't believe the lies, love will never leave you. It's all right. It's all right. Talk back and come inside. Taboo freaks to view. Entrance is the hall of mirrors. All we see is you. Please don't cry for the whole time. Don't ask him why. It's time to go around again.
Soul River Symphony live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you guys so much. That was awesome.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Check these guys out at Hog Jam. It's coming up August 25th through 27th at the VFW campgrounds in Franklin, Ohio. We've got links up to connect with the band as well as more on the festival at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And stick around. We'll have more music from Hog Jam artists coming up a little later on in the show. Guys, thanks again. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you.
More on Hog Jam coming up here in just a little while on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumhold, and tonight we are previewing Hog Jam. It's the 12th one, and it's coming up August 25th through 27th at the VFW campgrounds in Franklin, Ohio. We've got links up to the full lineup of performers and all kinds of details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But hold off surfing the web just yet, because we have more live music for you. I want to welcome back to the show to great returning guests, friends of the show. Happy to have both Sharon Lane and Charlie Tipton in the house. We're going to talk with them, but first, Sharon, would you start us off with a song?
Well, I sure will. Let's see. I just don't know which one. You know how I plan ahead on things. It's good to be here again. I feel like I keep saying I want to live here, and I might be taking it serious, you know, because I feel like I've been here for weeks. Like a dog, got me a man, Lord, the world just like a dog. Licks pound Friday, then he brings it right on home. Say, I got me a man, Lord, feed me beans and rice. Got me a man, Lord, feed me beans and rice. Man's getting bigger, but he's his mama, that's all right, go on now. Tag out me, man, Lord, love me every night. Got me, man, Lord, love me every night. Long for my bed, but it sure do fit me right. See, you got me, man, Lord, sweet as he can be, yeah. Got me, man, Lord, sweet as he can be. Good looking and he sure is good to me. Good looking and he sure is good to me. Him good looking and he sure is good. You know that baby of mine is now. To me, I'll go now.
Sharon Lane. Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Charlie, would you do us the honor of one?
Yeah, that's awesome, Sharon. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for rocking out to it over there.
I was getting into
it. I saw you. You were rocking out right there.
I was about ready to get up and dance, but I forgot I had a mic on me, so I had to keep quiet and I had to calm myself down. All right, this is a song I wrote. It's called Sing Your Song. Don't be afraid to sing your song. People are afraid, and don't you be alone. If nobody sings along, you've got to try. And try sometimes. You've got to try to be yourself, no matter what anybody thinks. You've got to try. Though you might not be the same, you've got to try. Try sometimes to sing your song. And if you're tired and you need to rest, take it easy. People in a hurry and they're tired too. Take it easy. You've got to try. Try sometimes. You've got to try to be yourself, no matter what anybody thinks. You've got to try. Though you might not be the same, you've got to try. Try sometimes to sing your song. And just sing your song. Sing your song. And walking down the street, skipping to the beat of the music inside my mind. Then that radio, it sounds like rock and roll, and it's playing all the time. You've got to try. Try sometimes. You've got to try to be yourself, no matter what anybody thinks. You've got to try. Though you might not be the same, you've got to try. Try sometimes to sing your song.
Charlie Tipton, yeah. Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So, it's been a little while since Charlie's been here, and Sharon, you were just here, but I want to comment on something really cool that was happening that our listeners couldn't see, but I could, we could, standing here in the studio, which is the interplay between the two of you as you were both playing. And to me, that really speaks to the musical community, both in our area and the musical community that surrounds Hog Jam. Tell me a little bit about both of your experiences, especially as it relates to Hog Jam, with the community that surrounds the music.
Definitely. I remember Sharon does, I just love her music. I'm a big fan of yours, you know.
And hey, thanks.
And it's a lot of really good musicians playing there. And so it's just a lot of people that we've been hanging around with. And what's really cool is we just kind of get to hear their songs. And it's just a really good celebration of us getting to see each other again and hear what we're doing new, you know. So, yeah. What do you got?
Well, that's all true. And I think that a lot of it is that we don't get to hear each other. You always know who's not working because they get to go to the party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't always get to hear each other and what's coming up and what's going around and what we're doing and what the latest whatever it is happening. And so we go to these I think most of us plan on just staying like a couple days. So we book around the whole thing because it's our time to see each other and go sit around campfires together and pull out guitars and listen to new work and hear each other on stage and just enjoy. And where the focus is exactly that, music. I mean, there's no televisions on. There's no sirens going by. And it's just a good group of people that either – they are players, and they're good players, or they're learning to be good players, and they're good listeners. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have listeners, well, then, you know, just go back to your living room or your kitchen or where it is you pick, mm-hmm. you know. And so I've been doing hog jam for a long time. Now, I got a story, and I'm going to go real fast. You ready?
Do it.
Guess what? Last year, I was the headliner by default at hog jam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it all starts out, and I'll go real quick through this part. It rained real bad on Friday, and everybody was there. But see, I'm a little older, and I'm afraid I'm going to slip in the mud and break a hip. You know what happens when you're my age and you break a hip, you're dead. So anyway, I waited on Friday to go down late, and I get out, and this beautiful young man says to me, "Ms. Lane, you know right there, that's a love affair." And he said, "Ms. Lane," he said, "we're running awful late." And he said, "It may be about 10:30 or so before you get to play." And I said, "That's okay, because, see, you know, as a solo, I've never written a song once in my life that was supposed to be played in the daytime, but I always have to play it in the daytime." And so so it wound up being about 1 o'clock in the morning, and, mm-hmm. and so Almighty Get Down just finished up. They just kicked it. Everybody did that whole night. It was just killer music, and people were just having such a good time. And then they just came over, and I put them to sleep real nice. I put them to bed. So I got to be the headliner by default.
Not at first, that. Though. I was there watching that set. And so at first she got us up, but we had to go to bed because we were partying so hard right in the beginning of her set. But you know what, Ms. Sharon, that was a really beautiful. And that's what I was trying to explain, just how great that set was. It was a really good time. And it's good to hear a singer-songwriter play at that time, especially your style. It was perfect. There's a lot of people that gathered to that too, Ms. Sharon. I hope you know that.
Well,
the whole place came.
We had a good time.
It was a good set and very beautiful.
Tony's parents is always there, and they like cook us, all of us musicians. They just take care of us, don't they?
They
cook us up some good food. Man, we have good grub and good fellowship, and people are just, it's just a good, I love hog jam. I'm going to play it till I die.
Well, speaking of playing, let's hear some more. Would you play us another one, Sharon?
Yeah, I will. I'm going to play "This Isn't Mine." I wish it was, you know, but it's not. It's a Tom Waits tune, and you all know how much I love Tom Waits. Tom Waits was in town, didn't call me once. I'm still angry. When you walk through the garden, you better watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon. See, on the straight and narrow track. Well, if you want to walk with Jesus, he's going to save your soul. Oh, you got to keep the devil down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you take Jesus by the hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. Well, you gotta help me, please. You gotta help me, please. Keep the devil in the hole. All the angels want to sing about Jesus' mighty sword. Oh, they'll shield you with their wings, keep you close to the Lord. Oh, pay heed to temptation, for his hands are cold. Well, you gotta help me, please. You gotta help me, please. Keep the devil in the hole. Down in the hole. Oh, down in the hole, yes. Way down in the hole. Na, 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 na. Down in the hole. Well, you gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Sharon Lane doing some Tom Waits for us live on Kaleidoscope. And Charlie Tipton, would you do another one for us?
Sure. Here's another one I wrote. It's called... I haven't got a title for it yet, so...
We'll make up.
Yeah, you want to tell me? You guys should name it. We should have. Can we have people call in and say, name this song? So call in if you want to name the song, call in. When I'm faced with the losing game, when I'm stuck in last place, when I can't go out and make my way the way I'm wanting to, and time after time, when I'm running behind, you help me to find some peace of mind and be sad. Stare at the moonlight until the sunrise, and talk about our lives. And when we first met, I want to see you there again. And when I need a friend, you help me. Help me to understand that beside you is where I want to be. What is it about you? What is it about me that keeps us close? I've got you. And what does losing mean? And what does losing mean? If I've got you.
Charlie Tipton, live on Kaleidoscope. What are we going to call that one, guys?
Wow. What do you think we should name it, Sharon?
I don't know. I got to get my heart back in my chest before I can even think about it.
Thank you.
Well, speaking about the sort of heart of the music, you know, Hog Jam is also a charity event. Proceeds are going to benefit the food bank this year. For both of you, what's it like to be able to have this, you know, in addition to all of the wonderful rewards you get, you know, to commune with your fellow musicians and to have this weekend, but to know that it's also going to give back. What's that like for you both?
It's, you know, it's a really honorable thing to be able to do something that you like to do, and it can help other people. So I think it's a really good excuse to get together, and it's always good to have something in the background that says, hey, we're doing this for a good cause and having fun too, you know.
I think, you know, I've been doing so, I've done so many benefits since I've been playing music. I wouldn't even be able to count, but I can tell you some things that, you know, it's always the artist that step, you know, it's always the artist. Now, I'm not just saying musicians, but any artist, whether you're a writer or whatever it is, your art that you have chosen to do, you know, people in the arts, they're coming from a pretty crazy situation in their heads to where they understand what it feels like to put ketchup on macaroni, or they understand what it feels like to be like not knowing which way your last dollar needs to go. We've been in those positions, and so it's real easy for us to understand and be delighted in a cause. And we have those. I just played Miami Valley, same thing. You know that you can do it. I do the last waltz every year. Mm-hmm. Charlie's done the last waltz. We do it. We don't do it. We give a lot of money away, I think, to you, you know, to this station. Because, I mean, public radio station, yeah. Oh, my God, I can't even imagine if we didn't have it.
Especially and, this station here. You guys do so much for the world and for our community.
And so, you know, I think that it's a good, like Charlie said, it's a good, it's just a good reason to, it's like, oh, we need to have a benefit. Cool, let's do it because yeah. We can see each other now. And of course, you're doing something that makes you, your spirit feel good, makes you feel good as a person to be able to know that you contributed something to someone somewhere, you know, and maybe help them out somehow, you know. And I think it shows the pride of the community. I mean, I don't know if I've ever heard anybody when you say, hey, listen, we need to get together and have a little, you know, we need to raise a little money for this or that or the other. I've never heard anybody go, well, I'm not doing that. I've never heard that. You know, we're always ready to jump right in and do. And the young people, I look at Charlie as a young person. You know, I'm like,
I look at Sharon as a young person.
I feel so blessed in my life to be able to be my age and still playing music and have young people that still want to hear it and invite me to be part of theirs. And so you talk about that community. I think that's why it keeps me so young at heart, you know, because I get to be around these marvelous young musicians, Charlie being one of them. And Hog Jam is just such a good spirited place to be. I don't know, for whatever reason, it's just very conducive to all of us just loving each other and having a good time.
And it's probably one of the most diverse festivals, you know. There's just a lot of different types of music too there, you know. It isn't just jam band. You got a little country in that, you got some rock and roll and
some reggae maybe.
You know, it's just something for everybody there, you
got
know.
Some folk music,
singer songwriters at 1 a.m.
got some singer songwriters at 1 o'clock in the morning, the headliner.
Well, and in talking about that intergenerational thing you mentioned too, Sharon, like the other cool thing is that Hog Jam is family friendly. And so
absolutely,
you've got, you know, a range of generations within the musicians. And then you also have kind of the next generation of musicians that get to come with their families and be exposed to this music and this community from a very early age.
And not have to be afraid of people.
Right. Right.
Not have to be afraid of people, you know, just know that everybody there has your, I know everybody at these places has my back. They're not there. We're not there for any kind of disturbance. We're there to just sit back and enjoy each other and the music and the surroundings. And we raise a little money doing it. And so, you know, it's a good thing. And Hog Jam is one of those, and it is family friendly. So there's little ones, there's bubbles, and there's all kinds of things going on. We got Jason LaFlame, the bubble man.
Oh yeah. Man.
Yeah.
So it might sound like what she's talking about, like a little tiny bubble. No, these bubbles are freaking huge.
Like the size of toddler size bubbles.
No, these are like sizes of small houses.
Half the size of this room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You could fit a human, you know, 6 foot man in one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was thinking like small child size.
Oh,
but
no.
Wow.
These are like big. No. Like he uses like hula hoops or something to make
them. Goodness.
These are amazing.
Yeah, they are.
He's the rope, king. Actually, he's the king of the bubbler. He's the bubbler.
So come for the music, stay for the bubbles.
Yes. and then go to the headliner at 1 in the morning.
There you go.
They're going to, Tony Herdman, I'm sorry. As of right now, I'm sorry.
You got to do it now, Tony. It's been public in the radio.
I think Tony and Johnny are both listening, so.
Yeah. It's like wham, bam. It's like wham, bam. They go, Sharon, you didn't fill out the paperwork. I said, yeah, but I already told everybody I'm playing. What are you going to do? And they said, you got to fill out the paperwork. And
yeah, I
said,
that works.
I've been telling everybody on Facebook I was playing it for the last month.
Okay, let's go to the Grand Ole Opry next week and tell them that. See if it works. What do you think?
Yes. It's like, what do you mean I'm not here? They told me I'm supposed to be right here.
Well, speaking of, would you do us another one right here and now?
Yeah, I sure will. Thank you so much. I sure appreciate you. I've been waiting I've been waiting on a love train Well, I'm waiting, 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 yes On a train that never comes I've been waiting oh so long on words you cannot say. I've been waiting oh so long. I'm waiting on a love train. Oh, you know, baby, I've been waiting way too long. And I need me a little rest. I've been walking. I've been walking in circles again. Walking, 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 yes. There's no beginning, oh, there's no end. I've been walking all so long, wondering where you've been. I've been walking all so long, wondering if this is the end. Oh, you know, Daddy, I've been walking way too long. I need me some rest. There's no one here to comfort me in the middle of this battle dream. No one here to hold me tight. Oh, when I can't sleep, oh, you know, when I can't, when I can't get me no rest. I've been listening, you've been talking in your sleep again. Listening, 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 yes. You're confessing a love sin. You've been calling out a name. a name that isn't mine. You've been calling out a name, confessing a love crime. Oh, you know, I think I've been listening way too long. Need me a little rest. There's no one here to comfort me in the middle of this bad old dream. Well, there's no one here to hold me tight when I can't sleep. Oh, you know, when I can't, when I can't get me no rest. I've been waiting on a love train.
Sharon Lane, nice. Live on Kaleidoscope. Charlie, you got another one for us? All right.
No, Charlie, you got one sadder than that.
Oh, you know, I do.
I bet you do.
Oh, I got some sad ones. I'm going to have to change my tuning on his guitar after this song. Then maybe – I actually got a little surprise I want to do with my very last song.
Oh,
so
okay.
You let me know when the last one
okay.
is. Okay. I got a little surprise for
you. All right.
All right. This is – I'm going to try to play probably the only not sad song I got, but – actually, none of my that, to me that wasn't sad. That actually makes me feel uplifted when I hear sad songs. Sometimes, you know,
well,
it helps me.
Sure.
All right, this one's one I wrote, and it's called "Take Me Back." Just don't leave me there, because I've got places to be, and all that I've seen taught me to walk. And run with my feet on the ground, my head in the clouds, my head in the clouds. Day by day we get further away from yesterday. And I was younger than as I will ever be again, but I'm as young now as I will ever be. And take me back to a memory, just don't leave me there, because I've got places to be, all that I will see, remember to walk and run with my feet on the ground, my head in the clouds, my head in the clouds. Walk easy, and always run free, your feet on the ground. Mm-hmm. your head in the clouds.
Charlie Tipton, live on Kaleidoscope. Oh,
was that sad? Was that
Charlie,
a sad one?
I think you're like one of my favorite writers ever.
You're one of mine too, Miss Sharon.
I'll tell you what, man.
Would you think? Would you consider that a sad song?
Will you hang out with me?
Yeah, let's hang out. We're hanging out right now.
Yeah, again.
Mm-hmm. She was actually teaching me how to do harmony 2 days ago. And she's been my music teacher a little bit. So, you know, when you get to play music with Sharon, you actually come out of that session not only maybe being creative, you come out with some knowledge, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So. Definitely.
That's a kind thing to say.
You can catch both Charlie and Sharon at Hog Jam. It's August 25th through 27th at the VFW campgrounds in Franklin. Also on the bill, Subterranean, Electric Orange Peel, who were here earlier this spring. Great Northern String Band. Joss Soul is doing a rare set.
Listen to all these good people.
I know. And so many of them have been here in this studio, too. Jack Ballingy, who was here this winter. Typical Johnsons. Johnny Neal, who'll be playing with the Big Damn Jam, and Dog Yop is going to be there as well, among many, many others. And so moving forward from Hog Jam and kind of as we look into the fall, what's going to be next for you musically?
Well, what's next for me is, you know, I'm still working on that damn album,
mm-hmm.
you know, but what's next for me is a Wham Bam.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I always have such a great time there. That's another one. I mean, I can't fathom not being part of, you know, Hog Jam and Wham Bam and Miami Valley. Mm-hmm. I can't even, you know, I just love those. I have such a good time at those events. So I'm going to do that. But I'm also doing the Yellow Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Help my brain.
Well, is it? Street fair or
no,
a different one? Okay.
The Fest. Fancy Fest.
Oh, Fancy Fest, the
Lord
new one.
Mercy.
Yes.
I was like, my brain was gone.
Yes.
I'm old.
It's
I
all good.
Just preface my
It's all
I
good.
That.
Well, that yeah, so Fancy Fest is a new one, and our good our mutual friend Rich Reuter is involved in that, and we're going to be previewing that. So I'm just getting to
back.
Know you're going to be back.
Yay.
I'm just going to start giving you my festival calendar and just be like Sharon.
You just tell them, you know, you say, now you do realize that Sharon Lane is a fixture
it's a prerequisite of our festival previews.
Yeah,
like I said, you're going to be my house band.
Well, I'm really excited about that because I've never, you know, I'm really.
Yeah.
It's in a beautiful area and it's just going to be so much fun. And again, you know, just one of, I mean, this area, we just have some good stuff going on. And it's getting to the point now where you have to like make really hard decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, am I going to go to hear these folks or these folks?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and that's cool. That's cool. That's a good thing.
It's a really good thing. We really have kind of an embarrassment of riches in terms of our musical offerings and these festivals.
Absolutely.
Especially these festivals. And I'm sure you've experienced this as well. In the time that I've been doing Kaleidoscope, it'll be 9 years in January, we've gotten to see this beautiful arc of all of these festivals sort of come full circle or reach their maturity in a way.
Yeah.
And for some festivals that they've gotten a lot bigger, and some of them have expanded but stayed very, very intimate, but they've all kind of really found their footing in kind of the past 9-10 years. And that's been a beautiful journey to watch.
Absolutely. And I think part of that is that, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and go into 5 million reasons as to why things do what they do or go where they go. But I will say that, you know, Hog Jam, it's left to grow organically,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so it's like Miami Valley has been that way.
Yeah.
And then some, you know, they become bigger, you know, for whatever reason that is, you know. But I like those organically grown ones because it seems to bring in, you know, lots of different kinds of people, but yet linked by mindedness, you know.
Yeah.
They're linked by the mind, and it, just beautiful people, and everybody getting along and just having such a good time. And all of those festivals that I mentioned, they treat their musicians well. Mm-hmm. They feed us well. They take care of us. They treat us like we're royalty. And mm-hmm. and I appreciate that. I know that I appreciate being treated so kindly. And mm-hmm. and so I'm excited, Hog Jam. I'm excited that I'm here to do another one.
Right.
You know, I'm excited that I get to do another one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and it also speaks to it's nice to also see. I know that in some cities there is more of a competition between the festivals. Like, oh, you play this one, but you don't play that one, or mm-hmm. or if you play both, you can only talk about one or whatever. But the yeah. fact that so many musicians that come on this show, just like you, Sharon, and you, Charlie, can say, oh, and I'm playing this one this week, and then next I'm going to be over here,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I was
yeah.
just at this one, and it was awesome, that there is a community among the festivals as well.
Yeah, there is, and I think sometimes it's easy to get a little jealous, or there might be some of that bickering goes on. I know sometimes it's just out of frustration. You're thinking like, man, they know we always take that date.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
kind of feel to it. I'm not saying that, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, it
something
happens.
As easy as that. But the bottom line is that I find that it, you know, we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
And we can leave a mark or we can leave a mess. And sometimes we can do both. But I think we all are up to the challenge to always try to do something good with our talent and try to be in front of me. You know, one of my girlfriends, I got her a gig, and she said, hey, listen, we're not going to make any money. And she said, that's all right. I don't have nothing. And she played it. And she came out and she went, best gig I ever played, she said, as far as financials go. I got two gigs out of this, you know, and
yeah.
got to help do a benefit and meet good people. So, you know, something good always comes out of it. Always good for everybody.
For sure. For sure.
Everybody wins.
Absolutely. And Charlie, what about you kind of moving forward into the fall as we sort of hit that arc of festival season? What's next for you?
I'm going to bring a bunch of EPs to Hog Jam with me. So yeah. I got some music recorded. So
yay.
You know, so I'm going to bring that with me. I just got to get it packaged, and that won't take very long. My band's playing at Hog Jam, by the way, so I won't be playing by myself.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that or not. But
yes, I did. I keep
yeah.
up with you, Charlie. I
awesome.
Want to know every move you make.
I thought that was you last night. But I just want to keep getting really good with my band
mm-hmm.
and keep, you know, getting better and doing that. And I want to do some music with Sharon.
Yeah.
So she's already there at 3 in the morning anyway, so might as well jam
hey,
a little bit.
Listen. You know, this year has been eventful for me because I'm not teaching this year.
Right.
I have been put in a different direction. And so Charlie and I have decided we're going to do music full time. We're not going to work straight jobs anymore.
I love it.
Well, you people out there that's listening, we got to support us if we decide to do
exactly.
music.
If we decide to just do music full time and nothing else, will you be there for us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard them. They said yes.
Yes. I was going to say, I heard it in the airwaves. Well, can we hear one more from each of you?
Oh, we got time?
We got time. Yeah, yeah. We can do one more from each of you.
Okay. So let's see. What am I going to do? Don't you like it that I waited until now to write myself? Hang on a minute. I need a pencil.
Got to do the set list.
Now, I'll tell you what. In my old age, I've been doing a lot of other songs that I probably should have done when I was younger, but I was determined to only do the music I wrote. And so I've shared a couple that I've written, and I've shared a couple that someone else sat down and wrote, and I'm going to do yet another old one. And I'll do more of my own stuff at the show. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. when you put your arms around me, baby. Get a fever that's hard to bear. You give me fever, yeah. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, I said fever all through the night, yeah. Da 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 da. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. Well, I light up when you call my name. Well, no, you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever, yeah. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, I said, fever on through the night. Ba 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 za ba ba. Ba 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 za za ba. Ba ba da 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 da. Ba ba za da da ba ba za 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 da. Bless my soul, I love you. Hear every word that I say. No one can love you the way I do. Well, I don't know how to love you my way. I give you fever, yeah. When I kiss you, fever. When I hold you tight, fever. In the morning, I say fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something we all know well. Fever ain't such a new thing, baby. Fever started a long time ago. You give me fever, yeah. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, I say fever all through the fever. In the morning, I say fever all through the fever.
Right.
Sharon Lane, live on Kaleidoscope. And Charlie, you've got one more for us,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, here's my surprise.
All
so
right.
I got the last waltz coming up, right, November. So that's a big thing for YSO and for,
yeah,
and for me and for us, right?
Yep.
And so I'm going to play a song, one of the songs I do.
Oh, yay.
I'm going to play It Makes No Difference. It's one of my favorite songs in the world. And I'm looking forward to Hog Jam, too, right?
Yeah, me
too. It's coming
too.
Soon, isn't it?
It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to make camper pies.
Are you
really? Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Save me one, all right?
You got it.
All right. All right. So you can just chime in if you want to,
okay,
on this, Sharon, if you all like. Right. If you feel it. If you don't, that's okay, too.
Okay. Thank you.
No difference where I turn. I can't get over you when the flame still burns. It makes no difference, night or day. The shadows never seem to fade away. And the sun don't shine anymore. And the rains fall down on my door. That dies untold, and the clouds
home before. It makes no difference where I go. Like a scar, the hurt will always show. It makes no difference who I meet. They're just a face in a crowd on a dead-end street. And the sun don't shine anymore, and the rains fall down on my door. These old love letters, just can't keep them. And like the gambler says, you read them and weep, and the dawn don't rescue me without your love. I'm nothing at all, like an empty hall. It's a lonely fall. Since you've been gone, it's a losing battle. The stampeding cattle, they rattle the wall. All I can do just to keep myself from telling you that I've never felt so alone before.
All right.
Charlie Tipton and Sharon Lane.
Charlie, thank you.
Almost thought I was going to butcher it there for a second. I came back.
No, it was all right. You had it.
He gave me the courage. He looked at me and said, "You got it." And I said, "Damn it, I do." All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
You can see Charlie Tipton and Sharon Lane, along with our first guests of the show, Soul River Symphony, and Dog Yop and Johnny Neal and Subterranean and Jack Ballingy and Jostle and Johnny Dreads and the Mystics and many, many other bands at Hog Jam. It's the 12th one. It's August 25th through 27th at the VFW Campgrounds in Franklin, Ohio. We have all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And Charlie, Sharon, this was such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And I just want to say to everyone, Wednesday night at 9 p.m. turn into 91.3 for Kaleidoscope.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And say hi to Juliet.
Yeah. Where else can you turn into a station and hear music and hear things about your world that's around
Absolutely.
You and the place
Absolutely.
Where you live? So tune in.
Juliet, when I played here the first time, I played an upright piano in a closet in that old building over there.
Over in the Student Union?
Yes. To where people would like open the door and go, "We're counting down now," and then run back to turn me on. And it was called Straight From Your Radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And okay. So know that you all are very dear to us. We appreciate you so much. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. All the Hog Jam details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Mark your calendars. It's August 25th through 27th. Charlie will be there. Sharon will be there. Soul River Symphony will be there. Electric Orange Peel will be there. And these guys will be there. This is Dog Yop.